USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden, relying on sanctions to deter President Putin from invading Ukraine, now says reporters are playing a game with him by announcing his deterrence didn't work. A CBS News reporter asked Biden a question Thursday in Europe.
What makes you think Vladimir Putin will alter course based on the action you've taken today?
Let's get something straight. You remember, if you covered me from the very beginning, I did not say that, in fact, the sanctions would deter him. That's not what I said. You're playing a game with me. I know. The answer is no.
Biden administration officials over the last few months.
Our intention is to have a deterrent effect.
The president believes that sanctions are intended to deter.
The purpose of the sanctions, in the first instance, is to try to deter Russia from going to war.
We want them to have a deterrent effect.
President Biden said Thursday he would support Russia being expelled from the G20 over its invasion of Ukraine, further isolating Vladimir Putin on the international stage. We are USA Radio News.
I need four more of the brisket carnitas, two burnt end platters, three...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring this to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short-staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Biden travels to Poland today during his European tour aimed at coordinating the West's response to Russia invasion of Ukraine. Upon his arrival at the airport, Biden will be greeted by Polish President Duda and receive a briefing on the humanitarian response to the war. He'll also meet with service members from the 82nd Airborne Division in-country before traveling to Warsaw in the evening. A former House Speaker in Michigan is facing some serious charges.
Among other things, Democrats in Lansing, Michigan want the committee to investigate whether former House Speaker Lee Chatfield committed financial improprieties while in office. Chatfield, a Republican who was Speaker last term before leaving due to term limits, has been under scrutiny since his sister-in-law alleged he began sexually assaulting her when she was a minor. Current Republican House Speaker Jason Wentworth opposes forming the panel, saying the police are investigating. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
We are USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DinoVite.com.
Dr. Fauci on ABC News is raising more alarm bells for the possibility of another surge of COVID-19 in America.
I'm not so sure. I want to make sure we're really out of this before I really seriously consider doing anything different. I don't see us going back into any more really very strict kinds of restrictions, but you always have to have the flexibility.
Senator Rand Paul on Newsmax overnight says Dr. Fauci is once again misrepresenting the data.
I think it should surprise no one that he's misinterpreting the data. If you look at the data right now, we have the lowest amount of people getting infected each day. If you look at the data, we have the lowest amount of people in the intensive care unit. If you look at the data, we have the lowest amount of people dying since the pandemic began. So really what we're seeing is the waning ebb of the pandemic, not a resurgence, not a surge. Could be one. Perhaps, but he's the eternal pessimist, already talking about, well, we need to put the stickers back on the ground, 6 feet apart, and put your plexiglass up. None of that worked. None of that changed the trajectory. The mask didn't work. None of what he promoted worked.
An unidentified 14-year-old boy died after falling from an amusement park ride in Orlando, Florida. The teenager was on the Orlando Freefall ride at Icon Park when he fell to his death around 11 p.m. Eastern last night. Orange County Sheriff's Office confirmed the boy had been taken to a nearby hospital where he eventually died from his injuries. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.